The weather may be cooling down, but the deals are heating up during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, beefy burgers, cozy comfort meals, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE when you shop omahasteaks.com today. From tailgating essentials to everyday family favorites, the Red Hot Sale event is your chance to save big on everything you need to serve up fabulous fall flavor. USDA certified tender steaks, plump and juicy air-chilled chicken, easy appetizers, and even cozy comfort meals for those busy weeknights. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Blaze a trail to omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and you have entered into the premier destination for business and finance tips. Look, I'm not going to even say my favorite line of, I'm so excited this week, because y'all already know I'm excited, right? Mm-hmm. I am over the moon excited. I love what I do, and I pray that one day everybody that listens to my show, comes to an event, will be able to start enjoying what you do, embracing the greatness. So today I have on air with me business matchmaker Janika Lynch. She is no stranger to the Coach Talk series, and I'm just elated to have her on. Welcome, Janika.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Hello, everyone. But it's always a pleasure to just chat with Coach E, because it really doesn't seem like we're just conducting business or talking business, just having an open dialogue, candid conversation about where we are in reality. So I'm here.
Well, thank you for showing up and wanting to grace us with the great knowledge and wisdom that you have to give out today. Look, we're not going to even prolong this. Today we're going to talk about networking. Mm-hmm. And I know you're like, look, Coachy, we've talked about networking mm-hmm. before, but you know what? Every time we talk about something, the goal is to go deeper mm-hmm. and the goal is to reveal more. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go deeper into networking. Networking is not about showing up at events and giving everybody your card and mm-hmm. and trying to get a sale right there or mm-hmm. a connection right there. Networking is so much more than that. Janika, can you explain to our listeners what is networking?
Absolutely. And you hit it right. It's just not about the fun that comes with just meeting people and collecting business cards, being in an atmosphere surrounded by powerhouse people. It's really more about not just making the connections, but how you build on and leverage those connections. Networking is a mutually beneficial sport, as I would say. So it's not just a tag team sport where you use that opportunity to share about you. It's the opportunity to meet potential customers and clients, sure. But it's also the opportunity to meet other individuals from different industries and learning how to diversify your networking capabilities. Most of the time when people think of networking, they do think of that. They think of, I'm going to this professional event with a lot of individuals. Everybody is pitching their self. People are giving business cards. People are talking about their self. And then you leave out with a whole Rolodex or Solodex of cards, right? And then now it's like, what's next? It goes way beyond just saying, I am meeting people. And what I would love to see now is more individuals really dive deep, as you just said, Coach E, into the benefits of networking. Networking can really change the trajectory of your business. Networking can allow you to have access to different resources. Networking can allow you to learn, you know, not just leaving that situation with feeling like you're taking, but you're taking knowledge from that situation. And so even though you may meet someone and you may say to yourself, how is this person connected to me and my world and what I need? But you may leave learning something new, perhaps learning to be really efficient at networking. And so it is definitely a conversation to be had.
So essentially, networking is relationship building. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I guess we have to be real clear, mm-hmm. and we're adults here, you mm-hmm. know, there are different types of relationships. Mm-hmm. I was under a pastor and she would say, you know, everybody wants a quickie with Jesus. You want to get what you want and that's it. And then you move on. Uh-huh. And so when you're thinking about networking, are you showing up for a quickie or are you showing up to build something that's lasting? And I believe that's kind of where we have to dive in at. But also, networking will have you confront yourself and all of your insecurity. Mm-hmm. And you can't really grow a business without networking.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. You really need to understand business even before you begin to just network, right? Because you don't want to get caught up in the net. And when I say you don't want to get caught up in the net, everyone approach networking different, but you still need to know your why even in networking mm-hmm. and relationship building. And even with building relationships, you need to have certain expectations on what that even looks like for you. And so the one night stands, as you call it, right? And so if you are a person who you are what I will call a hustler, a person who may say, hey, I'm a couponer and I just like to take and go meet people because I want to meet them so that they can purchase this week coupons that I have of laundry detergent, right? And so in your mind, when someone say networking is about building relationships, you're thinking, I really don't want the relationship. I just want to go out, meet this person so that they can purchase this laundry detergent, because after they purchase this laundry detergent, then they don't have to be in my life again, right? And so you have to understand what that looks like in terms of the relationships and how far you want to go in building these relationships. And that's knowing what you want out of your business. And so if you're going to the different events, and that's the difference, and this is why sometimes people are turned off, because you will have someone in there who is maybe, I would say, the couponer, or just, hey, I'm just coming in here. I just want to meet somebody. I sell baseball cards. I don't really need, they don't need to be in my life. I'm just coming in here to meet them to purchase these baseball cards. I don't need longevity. That's not what I want. And then they meet people, and they becomes quote unquote the salespeople, and it becomes a turnoff. So then you hear individuals saying, I don't see the benefit of networking. I don't want to meet people. And so that's why there are so many different networking forms. Mm-hmm. There are so many different professional platforms out there where individuals network, because you can network anywhere. You can be in church and network. You can be at the golf course network. You can be in the market and network. But then you have to understand the different areas of networking, the different facets of networking, and how it will help you build if that's what you want to do, being very intentional. So the first thing I always tell individuals is understanding why you're networking, because that helps. Being intentional about networking, understanding the event that you're going to so that you yourself won't feel a certain way, because you have certain expectations when you go attend the event, because you may go attend the event where it is a sales form. Like I said, most people in there, they're not trying to really build relationships. They're coming in there as more pop-up shop. They're just selling things, right? And so this is where, as you said, going deep, understanding the laws of networking, as they say, and the different ways people network.
Absolutely. But that also brings us to the point that in a society of where everybody, it's like more of a social society. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and you're right. You know, some people do have that mindset that I don't want relationships. I just want to get the sale and move on. Mm-hmm. But being that we're in a society where it's more social selling than anything, mm-hmm. those old techniques are proving themselves fail more and more. And I mm-hmm. find that when people have that mindset where I don't want to build a relationship, I just mm-hmm. want the sale, those mm-hmm. are people, a lot of times there's some other stuff possibly working in the backdrop to have them in those places.
Yes, yes. And again, when you're in that type of environment, it provokes thought, right? And so even if you do walk into those type of environments and you see people from different industries, different professionals from different industries, and you are working the room, it really provokes thought. It makes you really think about, because networking can serve so many purposes, but it really makes you think, you know, you got aha situations where it's like, whoa, you learn, you're hearing, talking to other professionals talk about their industry. You're hearing about maybe investments, you're hearing about funders, you know, and this is like the talk. So the language is different to you, and it makes you go out and investigate things. So networking can spark a lot of great things, as you just said. So you may walk in with a mindset of, hey, I'm here, but not knowing that you're there, like the purpose is for you to connect. And if you are connecting, if your goal is to convert those connections and to pay asset for your business, that does begin with building those relationships, establishing that rapport with the individuals. I tell a lot of my clients that you don't have to walk into any situation right now thinking, okay, I'm going for the sales, because if you begin to establish that rapport and build the relationship, then that one night stand can really turn into, oh, we together for a couple of years.
Absolutely.
It can really turn into, and then that's when you begin to leverage those relationships of those individuals that you were in contact with.
Absolutely.
There is an art to networking. It really is. I love the fact that when I am networking, it gives me chance to explore the world of entrepreneurship through other people's lens. I meet individuals from different industries that I would have never even heard of. I had no idea that there was as many female founders that was into the tech business. And networking allowed me to walk into that industry like, oh my God, this is something that I want to learn a little bit more about. And being able to meet people who are just like you and I, we share common interests. And what that is surviving entrepreneurship. So we're all in this room together trying to figure it out, right? Trying to hopefully walk into our next best resource. And so I tend to be so overzealous, like excited about networking, because it does allow me to explore the world of entrepreneurship by being centered and being surrounded by so many phenomenal people.
So now we talked about the positivity of networking. So, you know, I have to be the devil's advocate, because that's in the perfect world, right? But then you have people, and I'm going to be transparent. You have people like Coach E that goes into the room that she has been through so much and has now, you know, low confidence. Now I'm hearing everybody in the room talking about their accomplishments, and I'm just barely surviving networking, you know. So now what do I do? I'm sitting in a room and I'm intimidated by the words that people are using, the accomplishments that people are making, what appears to be the money that they're making. And here I am, I can barely pay the bills, but this is the thing that I feel that I was called to. So I'm showing up, but I'm just sitting in the chair not speaking.
Show up anyway. And so let me say that, because sometimes when I say that, I remember I was speaking and at an event at a college with a group of students, and someone asked almost verbatim the question you ask, not feeling fully confident to walk in these particular rooms in this space and feeling that they at their 100, right? And so what I said to them was, show up anyway. And everybody in the room was like, is that her answer? Yes, that's my answer. And I'm unapologetically speaking, because once you begin to show up in those rooms, it will boost your confidence. So you may feel when you walk into those settings, like, you know, sometimes we judge ourselves by our counterpartners. People tell you you shouldn't, but sometimes we do. You know, we go in there. I have witnessed individuals who have grand ideas walk into an event and they may say, hey, I'm going in here. I would love to, as we say, open up an IT firm. They get in here and they see that the cookie maker, the baker, she's killing, like, her whole table. She has a setup and her whole table is filled. People standing there, they buying these wonderful, wonderful cookies. And then all of a sudden they remember, like, 10 years ago, they made good chocolate chip cookies, right, for their family. And then now they internalize that and now it becomes their profession, right? So now they leave and like, well, I used to make these chocolate chip cookies 10 years ago. Now I'm going to sell these cookies. So then they done changed their whole business plan because they came into this event and they saw that someone was really standing strong. You listening to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Someone was standing strong within their purpose. And mm-hmm. what they failed to realize is what I just said. Their purpose. And so just yeah. because they were standing strong in their purpose, it doesn't mean that now you're going to become this cookie baker and you're going to be Mrs. Dough Lady and you're going to make your business is going to grow and scale just like theirs. They are in alignment with their purpose. You have to get alignment with you. You have to stand firm and 10 toes down on your commitment and be consistent with what you do and believe in what you do and work it. And so when you go to these networking events, if you start to feel some certain way, I say shake it off, right? I say shake right. it off, but I say show up anyway, because you do belong. And so if you are in there and you find yourself, you go back to think about your why, you go back to think about your purpose, you go back to think about what brought you there to begin networking, right? And if you're uncomfortable in that setting, stay there. I believe when you're in a uncomfortable position, that's where you're scratched more. I believe when you're in a uncomfortable, because see, it's easy to be in a comfortable position. We need to see how you perform when you're in an uncomfortable position, because you're not an entrepreneur as an entrepreneur, right? In the world of entrepreneurship, you're not going to always be in a comfortable position. It's not going to, there is a glamorous side to entrepreneurship. So, places, and you will sometimes. I've been there. I talk about the story, my first event after I wrote my first book.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In 2005, and I had this little old purple book, and I was gifted a table, an event, a vendor space in Chantilly, Virginia. And I remember going there, and I see these women with all of these different billboard posters, and their tables was really elaborate. They had lights and signs and all this stuff. I'm new to it. I just had a little purple plaid, listen, and I can't stand it to this day, plastic tablecloth. I took my little dollar store purple tablecloth. I had my book, a little sign in, because I knew enough to have a sign in sheet. And I really had the bare minimum, and I set my table up in the middle. You couldn't even really see me because all of these big signs, like people displays, was just amazing. And I remember how I felt. I did feel less then, but what I taken from that situation, I still showed up. And me showing up, it really gave me an opportunity to really see how other vendors conduct themselves. It gave me an opportunity to take notes on what I can do maybe better. Right. But I had to be proud of myself. I had to live in grace and say, you know what? You still showed up. And so I showed up. And not only did I showed up, I sold every book that I had, that purple book, because I began to make myself feel comfortable standing there, very nervous, very unsure. Right. In a world of uncertainty, I didn't know if I was going to sell a book. I didn't know the women. I didn't know what kind of educational backgrounds, financial backgrounds they came from. But I knew where I came from. Right. Mm-hmm. And what I knew was that I owed myself this. I owed myself a chance. I owed myself just the liberty to say, you know what, you're okay, and you do belong here. And so I stayed and I started talking to people. And what I realized, these were women just like you and I. They had to start from somewhere. There was a beginning, and those women knew that there was a beginning. So I didn't feel judged.
I didn't feel judged.
And so they all started talking to me. The lady beside me was like, gave me information. I was like, where did you get your banner? See, I didn't even know where to start. I didn't know where to purchase. But there's power in networking. There's power in connectivity. And so from that event, I learned about digital cards, right? And this was way before this. I said 2005, the lady had like a, It wasn't a digital business card, but she had a little laptop, and on the laptop it had her information. It was like a, it was sort of, now they're making them, you could put it on your phone. Yeah. But I remember, like, where did you get this from? And she shared all that information. And so I say to anyone who is struggling right now with their identity, right? Mm-hmm. Who is struggling with their confidence, who is struggling with feeling vibrant and feeling capable and feeling, you know, feeling that you're on point, show up anyway. And that's the best advice, because there may be times where you're going to feel maybe less than, right? I can't guarantee to anyone you're not going to feel nervous. Hey, I feel nervous every time I go stand on the stage. I stumble across my words, but I feel good about being very authentic. When you love what you do,
yes.
When you study what you do, when you believe in what you do, that you can really speak in great conviction. And even when you're stumbling across, you're so loving, you're passionate. I don't know who was that who said, it was Jay-Z, who, when he was trying to explain Kanye West, and he was like, Kanye West stays in his emotions sometimes because he's not, it's not just that he's brilliant, he's very passionate about what he do. Mm-hmm. So there are some people who may not like the deliverable, how he delivered, but all of us can basically agree that he is a genius. Mm-hmm. Right? And so we may not like, Kanye, you're a little over here, you're over there, but he knows how to stand strong in his conviction and what he believe. And it may not be for us, but it's for somebody. Yeah.
And I'm happy that you talked about the identity piece, because that is very important, because I was studying the Word of God probably a few weeks ago on comparison. And how it can be very damaging for an individual to compare themselves. But it is a trick that we all fall into with the comparison. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that you also brought up, there was a starting point. we have to understand that you don't just come out the womb knowing how to be a business owner or an entrepreneur. These are things that is taught. So when you show up in those uncomfortable places, even in your failed places, it's all beneficial. Even going out to network and falling short with people that you network with, it's all learning, you know. You didn't, majority of us did not marry our first boyfriend or girlfriend. It was maybe a few down the road, and and we did. You may have had a crush on them, but you had to get some experience of how to be in relationships, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's something that we have to remember as we are out networking, as we are out building these businesses, that you, and for many of us, like for me, you know, my grandparents, they raised me and they believed in working a 9-to-5. And so when you came up in a household where entrepreneur and small business ownership was not present, you have to remember you're going to school, as Robert Kiyosaki say, you go to school and so you can go to work for somebody. That's what you're taught in school. So now we're unlearning everything. And then in the unlearning part, we have to meet ourselves. And in the meeting ourselves, sometimes we don't like who we meet in the meeting.
Yes. Or we've realized that there's been an identity theft.
Yes.
We've realized there's been an identity theft. You say to yourself, all this stuff you've been fighting to do. And this is why I love networking. This is why I love being in professional environments. Like I said, it's past. Just meeting people is way beyond just the fun and the joy of socializing, right? Social selling, all of those things. But you do discover a piece of you when you're out there, right? I always say you can't win a race if you don't join a race. You don't even have a chance at winning a race if you don't become a contender in the race. And so you got to start from somewhere. And network has the capability of helping you understand that, because the first time I went in a forum where there were people exchanging ideas, that's networking, where there was people meeting and talking, and where there was a meeting of the mind, I didn't know it was a thing called networking. I didn't know that's what it was called. I didn't know it was a title to it. Because in my community, that's what we did. We networked, right? We utilized our resources to get the things that we needed for our community. We didn't understand what that was. We didn't understand connectivity. We didn't know it was a name, right? And if you grow up in an urban area, oh, you definitely gonna network, right? You're definitely gonna network. And so, you know, oh my God, you said so many things right now that just had my mind moving, because it does become really, who am I in all of this, right? Mm-hmm. Who am I? And so the first event I went to, I walked in there and I fell in love. It was in Carroll County, Maryland, and a coworker at the time, she said, you always talk about these different events. That I live near, she has these different events. She brings people together. And I went with her after work, jumped in the car, drove all the way out to Carroll County. She said, I'll bring you back in town. I'm staying in town tonight. I'm like, fine. And I'm telling you, I walked in that room and it hit me that day. And everything in me was saying, this is what you're going to do for the rest of your life. I was so impressed by the organization. I was so impressed. I mean, every detail of that event. If it was something wrong, I wouldn't have known, right? Because this was my very first introduction to my love. Just imagine when you first meet your love and you're like, ooh, right? Like, but think about your very first introduction to your love, that sense of euphoria that you felt. And then after a while, it burns out. After a while, you start to learn a little bit about that love. You start to learn like, we a little different. He a little different, right? Oh, mm-hmm. some things. Then that love comes with a lot of baggage, right? That's how it is with networking. So you start to learn things. You get a little bruised in there. You might meet some good people. Then you meet some unkind people. But that's not going to stop you from loving again. You understand? You mm-hmm. might meet someone and the deal might be great. Then you may meet somebody else and it's not a great deal. And you're like, wait a minute. These people ain't kind out here. But mm-hmm. just like in a relationship with that person that you then fell in love, you don't give up. You get back out there and then you meet somebody else, right? You learn again. And that's how I feel about networking. So a lot of times when people have bad experiences in networking, I try to explain to them, it's just like that first feeling that you felt when you were in love and then it wore off. And then you might have met the wrong person, you know, not learning. And as you just said, learning yourself. And then you realize in the process, I got to do something different.
Yeah.
I'm not working the wrong way.
Yeah. Because you're learning yourself. So you're learning what you need and what you don't need. You're learning who you work best with and who you don't work best with. And
absolutely.
Sometimes you might think that, you know, a certain type of person is who you work best with. And then later on, you find out mm-hmm. that's really not, you know, where you mm-hmm. at. You,
day one.
You know, right. You know, sometimes we, you know, I only want to be with movers and shakers, you know, and yes. that's a wonderful statement, right? But there is some mess that come along with some movers and shakers, mm-hmm. right? And you have to understand, what are you defining as a mover and shaker?
Yeah.
You
say, know, wait a minute. Let's back on up. Uh-uh. You're not going to just say that and go and keep on moving. Like, you can't say that and just keep on like, uh-uh. Say what you just said. You have to understand that even in that lane.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
There's uh-huh. some mess with that because you're still dealing with people.
Exactly.
You're still dealing with people. So, yes, I love how you put that one. Like, Coach E, I'm going to have to use that. I'm writing it down. Because you have to realize, you know, and I think that's what stunned people. Because you think, like you just said, you in this room with, quote, unquote, these movers and shakers. And you disappointed when the movers shakers really show how they move
and shake
and shake
because here's the other thing. You have to find people with like values. It's mm-hmm. really what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I can be a mover and shaker, but my values do not align with yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, there's always some form of conflict. And mm-hmm. or even I remember there was a gentleman in my past. He was a businessman. And I was like, oh, I'm so happy that we're connecting. You know, we were connecting, not just, you know, on business, but, you know, relationships.
Yes.
We were getting to know each other, right? On all levels, right? And
I on was, all levels.
I was like, okay. The picture was perfect. I was like, yes, yes. Lord, you finally blessed me with a businessman. And then I start to pull back the layers through our dealings. And I was like, yo, our values don't even line up. He making money, but the way he make his money is not the way that I want to make my money. And so I had to sever that relationship on all lanes because I could not continue to move forward as an individual and as a business owner being connected. And now because I intertwine not just business, but personal, now my feelings are caught out there. So now, you know, I have to deal with all of these extra issues and layers. And I wanted to kind of talk about that because we have to understand that our values have to come in play. Now, anybody that knows me know I say, oh, I don't play where I do business at. And I really don't. If we're in business together, I normally don't cross the line. See, there goes a boundary that I put out the window. Yes.
You still cross that one.
Networking, you better have some boundaries. Hello. And that's with anything that you do, you have to have boundaries in place and understand that they're there for a reason. Not because one day you woke up and said, I'm just going to throw it there. No, it's there because there is either the Lord told you, because, you know, something told me. The something was God. His spirit told you to set that boundary. You may not understand why you did it, but trust in the fact that you set the boundary. It is for a reason.
For a reason, right? And no one should be exempt from that boundary, right? No one should be exempt. And so what I have learned over the many years of networking and being making myself available and open to what that looks like, right? Is everything you just said, setting boundaries, because I came into several situations where entering business deals, where I came into the business deals gung-ho. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I didn't pay attention to what you just said, the values, right? And so where that individual may have been sharp in one area, like, oh, we can come together and we can build our pink banks. I didn't look at what you just said, their value system. So how they were moving, it just didn't sit well with me. And as I continue to chart that territory with them, it made me feel a certain way. And so I said, you know, you have to make a decision right now, because again, you don't align, y'all don't align with each other values. And so I had to make the decision and say that it wasn't for me. Now I'm going back. I wouldn't allow that to stop me from continuously building relationship with other quote unquote like-minded individuals. But what it did do was open my eye to say, you know what, you need to pay attention more. And you really need to be very intentional when you are walking into these potential partnerships or marriages with individuals, because you're right, people value systems are different. And I did not want to feel at any point that I was judgmental. However, it's nothing wrong with setting those standards and those boundaries for you. That ain't judgmental. You go on and do what you need to do over in that corner. I'm going to do what I need to do over here. And we just going to part our ways. And so, there is a lot that comes with networking. There's a lot that comes with relationship building. And it is more than meet the eye, right? It is more. Mm-hmm. So we all been out here for years meeting people. And it's not always who you know or what you know. It is how well you can articulate what you know to who you know that can help you gain access to resources. And so most of the time when people think of networking, they think of who they know. They think of, I know all of these different people. And I'm like, hey, you know, we can name drop all day long. But but if that name dropping is not, if you're, and you're not leveraging those relationships, and those relationships are not being converted, you know, to bigger things that can mutually benefit all parties, then you just know people. You just know people. Yeah. And you have not been effective at really networking. So I'm really big on that, right? And so when it comes to networking, I remember probably almost 20 years ago, I went to a conference, and I remember the pastor saying, she said, you know, God, I will put you on an assignment, and you will travel the world speaking on one topic, and then you'll begin to think to yourself, how much more on this topic can I speak about? And she said, but you listen to what I said, you will travel the world. And as you travel, you will go through so many different journeys and meet. So you will always have something to add on to that one topic based on your experience. And I said, yeah. And she absolutely right. I've been talking about networking for 20 years. And I'm telling you, every time I feel like I'm right there, I learned something new. I learned something new. And so for me, it changed the trajectory of my life. It allowed me to 10X my business. And I keep on feeling like it's so much more. And I go back to Pastor Brady. That was her name. I go back to Pastor Brady, and I always think about going to that event. And I say to myself, she was absolutely right, because there's something new in everything. So you're going to learn something.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, for those that are listening, they're probably saying, okay, you done talked about how to net, you know, the ups and the downs of networking. Mm-hmm. But we know that networking is, like you said, very beneficial. If you learn how to foster relationships, you mm-hmm. set positive boundaries, mm-hmm. you have purpose for your networking. You're not mm-hmm. just showing up. You got a purpose of why you're there. Example, maybe your purpose is, I need to put an attorney on my team. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to work this room of all of these attorneys, and I for me, you know, this is just the way I network. Mm-hmm. I don't have big conversations with people. I introduce myself, ask for a card, say, hey, do you mind if I reach out to you later so that we can go and have a talk, maybe over some coffee if you can't get away from the office, maybe over Zoom. And that's how I handle yes. it, so that we can get into a mm-hmm. place where it's one-to-one. At that time, there's no distractions. Now we can have an honest conversation. Yeah. And I have some questions that I have already set in the back of my mind. Okay, it's imperative that I ask these questions. But then as the conversation evolves, then there are additional questions that I'm asking that are leading me up, because I need to get to know you. And even if you don't work for me, I'm going to meet somebody down the road in my mind that might work well with you. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. even if we can't work together, I'm not walking away as if it's not, you know, as if I can't be a benefit to you. And prayerfully, they don't walk away as if I'm not a benefit to them. Yes. But the goal is to not just look out for yourself, but what about your brother and sisters that are also business building and entrepreneurs? Mm-hmm. That person that you met may not work for you, but it could work for them. And so, I think we have to come away from a selfish mindset, even when it comes to business building through networking, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you and I can really speak on that on a larger level, because we met in a networking forum, right? And so, and it just goes to show that the fortune is within the follow-up, as I say all the time. But when you have common interests, you can come back together. So when I first met you, we both was asked to speak at a networking setting for a group of of aspiring entrepreneurs. You were there and I was there. And prior to that event, the host of that event, our amazing Tara, she had already, again, gave me like information, right? She basically paved the way, right? She set the tone. So she had already had told me how wonderful you were. And she wanted us to meet. And then like a couple of weeks after that, she said, you will be there at this event that she asked me to come speak at. And I remember us there at the event with a very intimate setting of individuals who was aspiring to be entrepreneurs. Someone was entrepreneurs in that room. But after that, we stayed in contact with each other. And this is when like you said, what is mutually beneficial. We knew that at some point we were going to definitely come together and collaborate and do business. Timing means it for timing. And so I tell individuals, when you meet individuals that you aspire to, when you meet great people, game changers, build that relationship, because you never know where that is going to go. And so you and I didn't sell it each other. You was at this point, you were ready to purchase a building in Glen Burnie. I remember that, right? And we talked about that. And then you and I, we met, was it Columbia? Or we met somewhere, your beautiful daughter was there, and we talked about business. You were a woman about your words. You shared with me exactly what you was going to do and your aspirations and your goals and your desire. And you were living in Maryland then, right? And we stayed in contact with each other. You became a host on ESPN and you did other major things and you stayed in contact with me through it all. And then we come back together and you're like, hey, I'm doing another radio show, right? And so it shows you what networking can do. It is the gateway. It is the gateway to really establishing these longevity relationships that is built on substance, built that are mutually beneficial to both parties, right? You came in and you joined our membership. So there's so many great things that can take place just from having those connections. And as you said, being unselfish with that. You were able to share resources. You was able to share your platform. I was able to share resources. I was able to say, hey, I know someone that can come on your radio show to talk about this, an expert in this industry, right? Mm-hmm. And so when people understand the leverage they have, they understand the power in networking, they will see why these type of relationships do work. Because here we are, two women in business where I'm like excited every time I talk to you. You're excited every time you talk to me. And I'm like, whoa, she's doing big things. And I see the moves you're making. And now you're in a whole different state and you thought of me and you called. That's the power of networking. So for me, it's not about talking about what I think I know. I am a witness to what I definitely know. And networking is the gateway. And when you do step in it and you don't have a selfish mindset when it comes to it, and you're not just thinking about the sale, or you're not thinking about the connection right away, right? Then you build relationships that is built on substance, that has a foundation, that is longevity, where you can maximize those opportunities within, like we're doing now. So we are an example of what networking is when it is done unselfishly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to kind of point out something too, because yes, I moved from Maryland to Virginia and God moved me around in my career a lot, but I was always an entrepreneur.
Yes.
And so this kind of feeds back to finding yourself.
Woo!
And what I had to realize is that you may start a lot of different businesses before you identify where you belong. And it's nothing wrong with that. When you are surrounded by people and connecting with people that really understand entrepreneurship, they understand being a small business owner. Their minds are not small when you make shifts. They understand the shifts because they've been in the shift. And that's what I really want people to understand about this. You know, it's nothing to be ashamed of, you know, because sometimes you go into these networking rooms and it's like, oh, that's the person and they knew that I did that and now I do this. Okay. How you doing? Good to see you. You know, as Janika said, she said, show up. So show up. And it doesn't matter. And if they look at you from that small place, then let them be. They don't understand the greatness that's in you, the boldness, the resilience that rests upon you that says, you know what? That wasn't it, but this might be it. And you keep trying. Do you know how many small business owners and entrepreneurs failed before they got it?
Fumbling their way forward. And yes, you spoke to that. Everybody is not going to be that get it person. And this is for every listener that's listening in right now. It doesn't take everybody, right? You're not looking for everyone. You're looking for someone, right? And so we're not out here trying to chase customers. We attract customers. Amen. And if you get it in your mind, if you put it in your mind that someone, not everyone, that there's someone is going to get it. Like someone is going to, you're going to give someone your greatness, right? Then you will look at it differently. The world is abundant. And when you think about the abundance in the world, then you do move differently. And one of the things that I try to hold strong to is I'm definitely going to show up. I am going to show up in the best version of myself at the time. That version is subject to change, as you just said. It's subject to change. But whoever I am in that season and that version, I'm going to show up as that best version of myself. And I'll continue to move forward. And so for everyone that is listening in, show up. I think I'm going to put that on a t-shirt, show up. And I'm telling you, that's half the battle, because when you do show up in these spaces, when you authentically show up as who you are at that season, right? Because we all know it's subject to change, then you will learn and grow. And guess what? Sometimes you learn what not to do. Sometimes you learn what not to do. Some situations it's a win-win, because you walk in and you say, you know what? Now I know, don't do that.
Right.
Like simple, like, girl, don't do that. You know that. Then you can really say, you know what? Now I know, maybe I ain't gonna show. Maybe I know next time when I go somewhere, I'm gonna be a little bit more comfortable, right? I even said that about the shoes, right? Like, you listen, them heels can test your gangster. And so, you know, like that next event, I'm going to make sure I'm dressed properly, because I couldn't even really show up and be authentically who I am because my feet was hurting. So now I can't even talk. I'm walking around a room with hurting feet. I can't even really introduce myself. I can't even be myself.
That part.
I'm so miserable and unhappy because I have these heels on. So that teach you next time, don't wear the heels to the event, right?
Right.
So I'm hot and sweaty. Like, you know, I'm one I don't like. During the winter time, I always just wear sweaters, because when I wear coats and everything, I get overheated, and people say to me, you don't wear coats. Like, no, I'm warm because I get hot, right? Mm-hmm. But the one time where I didn't follow myself and I listened to somebody else, I couldn't even show up again in that space and be authentic and true to who I am, because now I'm in here hot. Now I'm sweating, and before I know it, I had to leave the event. So every situation is a situation to either show you what to do or what not to do. I went to one networking event, and I was so, again, overzealous. I was so happy, so this, so that, that I felt like I was over-talking. And I was like, ooh, like, this ain't that type of event. They don't want to hear all that. So it really taught me then that all this pitch stuff just... Some people, listen, girl, who's you? You know what I mean? Right. Like, who's you? You know, you ain't here talking all this stuff. We ain't trying. I don't want to hear that. And so you learn how to read people. Right? You mm-hmm. do. You start, oh, maybe I'm talking too much. I'm talking too less. But you would never know all of these things if you don't show up. So you would never know where there's room for improvement.
mm-hmm.
if you don't show up. So that's why my answer is show up. And show up.
Yes. So, you know, I hate that, you know, our time is winding down.
I know. So I when I talk to you, ain't this something?
Right. We could go for hours. But I do want to say this. Could you give our listeners a challenge? And I'll post it on the website.
Yes.
But and we'll also push it out through social media mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we need to challenge our listeners with networking.
Yeah.
And even if it's, you know, getting, we challenge them to meet 10 new people yeah. and yeah. we give away something. I really think yeah. we need to foster something yeah. here tonight.
We do. We do. And with that challenge, having them to show us how, what was that experience and the follow up? So if you met those 10 people, what was the follow-up to following up, right? So what did you do once you met them and what that experience was? And once you actually made the connect, and as you said, get with the one-on-one over coffee or tea, right? And so that's the big piece. Once you meet that person, what is that follow-up like? Right? How are you getting them to a point where now that you could, you know, it could be a very intimate conversation between you two where you can really share each other brilliance and talk about the interests, common interests that you may have and, you know, or you may not have. But how are you getting to a point where you're elevating that connection? You're taking it to a next level. And I would love to hear that. So I would love for individuals to say within this month, and as you said, we could have a forum, and maybe at this forum, Coach E and I can bring everyone together at a space where we can use this space to talk about what your experience was, because we do have to get individuals to not only network, but feel comfortable with the follow-up behind network working so that they won't feel like it doesn't work, right? Because I hear that a lot. Like, people come on networking tonight, but it does. That's it. Right.
So we're going to do a free forum.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So how many people are we going to choose?
And so let's say 20. Is that good?
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you all hear that. This is something that business matchmaker Janika and Absolutely. I do not do often, Neil. That means
not at all.
You are going to get us on a forum mm-hmm. online. So if you in California, if you in New York, wherever you are, and you're like, look, I am struggling with this networking, but I'm going to do the challenge. If you are one of the 20, you get to come into the forum with us and you can learn from us.
Absolutely.
As well as ask questions. Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Come on. I'm talking everything down from speed networking. Learn the art. Learn the art to properly following up. Learn the art to converting those connections into paid asset for your business, right? Learn the art to building that funnel. How do you move through the funnel? How do you navigate those deals? How do you leverage those resources? And we will bring it. This 20 people, come on, it's join the challenge. Like she said, no matter where you are around the world, this will be a virtual form, a virtual room. You know you belong in this room. And see, you know if you belong in the room because you're going to be one of the ones to do the challenge. So we're speaking to you. So come on, let's do this and let's amplify those business connections. Let's do this. Let's amplify those business connections.
Absolutely. And not only do you get the opportunity to meet with us, but you get to meet some amazing other people that could be from anywhere across the US of A, maybe even in another country.
Because
we have other countries that are listening. And what power that is to meet someone that you don't know, but you get to spend some time with and learn with. So definitely make sure you look at harpsoundradio.com or make sure you're following Harp Sound Media on Facebook or Harps Media on Instagram. I'm going to be tagging business matchmaker Jonika in these posts. So her and I are going to be seeing what you're writing, what you're commenting on, and we're going to pick 20 people. That's 20. Mm-hmm. So the odds are in your favor if you do the work. And you hear what it is. We want you, 10? We want you to meet 10 people. 10 people. By the end of this month. That ain't hard. Ten new people. You never met a day in your life. Mm-hmm. Not only do we want you to talk about the follow-up, but we want you to talk about your approach.
Yeah.
How did you approach them? How did you even get that one-to-one? How did you follow through with it? That's what we want to know. And we want to hear it and figure it out. I don't want to go any further because I don't want to start putting too much on you guys. I'm that homework giver. All of my clients be like, Coach A, that's just the homework. So I'm going to stop right here. Anything else you want to add, Jonika? Uh-oh. I think our connection is a little, there you go.
Yes, let's go.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Jonika, for joining us on this episode of Coach Talk. I am going to make sure that the contest is out there. This is exciting. This is exciting. If you know anybody, maybe you say, well, Coachy, I just love coming on and listen to your show. Even though I don't have a business and I'm ready to start a business, I just get so much empowering information. But I know somebody that knows somebody. Make sure you tell them to tune in to Coach Talk. Make sure that you are empowering your friends, your family, your neighbors. Let's make some things happen. We don't have to fail. We do not have to fail. There is enough help out here for people to succeed. You do not have to fail. So thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I'm your host, Coach E, and we will chat soon. Make sure you go to harpsoundradio.com to get all of the instructions about our contest. Talk to you soon.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.